And it's time now for our morning conversation, and it's the Friday, December 1st. Of course, obviously, the first Friday of the month. That means we have Jill Kramer from Hancock County Economic Development with us today. Good morning, Jill. How are you?
Good morning. Very good. It's with this. Sun's coming out here now, and it's going to be a good weekend. We got a lot of activities going on, it sounds like, this weekend. So
yeah, there's lots of things going on. You know, we're just getting into the now past Thanksgiving and getting into Christmas, which is just coming up right around the corner. Seems maybe it's just as I get older, but it seems like it comes a little bit faster every year.
Everything comes a little faster as we get older.
I think so.
So but now that it's December 1st, people are trying to get up their trees.
Yes.
And decorate and all that holiday spirits in the air. I love it.
It's a nice time of the year, and you brought a guest with you today, too. I'm going to let you do the honors and introduce the guest.
I did. I have a very wonderful young woman here today. Her name is Harper Larkin, and she is in sixth grade at the Garner Hayfield Ventura School System, and she's going to be talking to us about today about the Rotary Interact Club, an event that she's got coming up, so I'm excited, so welcome, Harper.
Okay, Harper, let me get right up, right to the microphone so we can hear you loud and clear. Let's talk a little bit. Tell us exactly what is Rotary Interact.
It is a youth Rotary club that is meaningful community projects, raising funds, developing leadership, and meeting new people.
So, about what age or community do you need to join?
12 to 18.
Now, how or why did you get involved with Rotary Interact?
We saw a Facebook post, and I went to the informational meeting and thought I would join.
So it's something you were pretty excited to be involved with then.
Mm-hmm.
So since you're involved with Rotary Interact, what's your favorite part of the club?
Doing service projects and meeting new people.
So what kind of service projects have you been doing?
Well, right now we're lighting up Central Park with luminaries. We've done polio. We're going to do a Valentine's one. So we're just working on more, try to figure out what we should do.
So you have a lot of different things then going on throughout the year. Tell us about a fundraiser that you have coming up.
We are selling luminaries to light up for Light Up the Night in Garner on December 7th. We'll be lighting up Central Park.
Okay. And where is this going to be located at? It's just in the park in Garner?
Yes, in
okay.
Central Park in Garner.
Now, what are the proceeds going to be used for?
We have 7 angel trees we're buying for. And we're going to use all the money that we got from the luminaries to buy stuff for kids on the angel tree.
Okay. Now, how did your group come up with this pretty cool idea?
Well, we saw the parade was coming up, and we thought we could, like, raise funds for and put stuff in the park to raise funds for the angel tree so we could pick some out and get some kids some toys.
So if someone listening to us today wants to learn a little bit more about the club or the fundraiser, who can they contact for that kind of information?
Jennifer Mollick.
Okay. Well, Harper, I do want to thank you for taking the time to visit with us. And Jill, I know you had a big event last night too going on.
Yes, we had the Candy Canes and Cocktail last night. It was a meet and greet for economic development where people could talk to our board members and talk to us and just to figure out what we're doing out for 2024 and how things are going, and great time to ask questions. But I want to thank Harper. You know, there's not many kids at your age that will go to and do these things. And we were talking earlier about how you were helping out the food bank last night, and I know your parents very well. Jay and Ashley Larkin, they're great, great people, and they're great role models. But I just want to say you're a great role model, and thank you for everything that you do, because we need to have kids that want to give back. So proud of you, and I'm really happy to have you part of the Hancock County community.
Yeah, it's nice to have some young people getting involved. Harper, you did a fantastic job this morning, too. It was a lot of fun visiting with you. I do want to thank you and Jill for stopping by this morning. We've been visiting with Hancock County Economic Development Executive Director Jill Kramer and Harper Larkin with the Rotary Interact Club on our morning conversation on KIOW.